I want to talk about how we're going to do the schedule today. So I like to do a talk. So it's a, 30, 45 minute talk, regular talk. And then we take a break. And then we're going to go into a sit, walk period together. Short sits, short walks. And at home, here in the hall, we can go and walk outside and walk there. And during this hour and a half, we are holding it in noble silence. So in the period where basically the hall is going to be noble silence, because we're going to have noble silence when I'm giving the talk. We're going to have noble silence when we do the period. And then we're going to have noble silence during the Q&A. But it's, I don't want to say that the whole day is held in noble silence, because I need you to learn that you have your noble silence within you. It's not whether someone else is talking. It's whether you can find that inner quiet. And so I'll talk about how we'll do lunch so you can begin to learn to see that. And it's important that we learn to see that we have access to noble silence. Even when we're outside and it's all kinds of craziness. I have noble silence when I'm in the airport. And I'm in the airport a lot. But I'm very quiet and very still and very happy. I sort of like being in airports where everybody else, from somebody with ADD, it's sort of like my mind is usually crazy. So it's really nice to be feeling all quiet and everything else is crazy. And I'm just sort of, ooh, look at this. I'm quieter than it is outside. So it's something that you have to want to cultivate to begin to see what it is that Ajahn Buddhadasa is talking about and what I'm talking about this year. You have to cultivate this wanting to see what is it that we're talking about here. Because when I think of seclusion, I think of aloneness and by myself and struggling. So at home, during the, so it's really 20-minute sits. It's a 20-minute sit, a 20-minute walk, a 20-minute sit, a 20-minute walk. And I think it works out to like a 20-minute sit. So I think we do a sit, a walk, a sit, a walk, and a sit. And then after that hour and a half or so, we will take questions to see how it was. And everybody can talk about it. So really you're tight in the hour and a half of practice in this flow. We won't have a bell, you know how you ring the bell three times to end the sit and you bow and all of that. That kind of, to me, it creates in our minds this sense of I'm done. But that's not what we're really doing. We're no ending bell. You just have a light tap on the bell to say we're going to transition from one to the other. And you try to keep that stillness while you do your walking and then, come back. If you're at home, I'd say get a yogi job, something you can do. You can do walking just like anyone else, but it's always harder to do walking, I found, in the house. So you clean the kitchen, all that grime you want to get off. This is your weekend for getting the grime off, because you don't have anything else to do but cleaning, wiping, scrubbing, things like that. It doesn't take you to think, and you can just do the movements. That works really, really well. And then you'll just pay attention to the movements. And same thing. We're not going to bow. You might bow out of habit, but we're not going to bow. We're just going to sit, walk, sit, walk, sit, walk, sit, walk, and then see how that goes. So let's talk a little bit about, I guess I want to add one more thing. So I think what ends up happening is that you cultivate noble silence because you just are quiet, rather than me telling you, you have to be quiet. You just are quiet. And that coming in, that's what true noble silence is. We call it noble silence, but I don't know if you know, there is a place in meditation that is what noble silence is pointing to. So you can sit in meditation long enough and the whole world gets quiet. There's a nobility in that silence. And even when you're outside of the sit, it's like your whole hearing has dropped down a level and everything gets very quiet. There's a hum with everything, almost like the way it is when snow covers everything. And you go outside and it feels really quiet, like there's a blanket over everything. That is noble silence. So just because you don't talk doesn't mean there's no noble silence, because there's all this talking going on in your mind. So what you want to cultivate is a quietness that is yours, that you know how to find it, you know how to access it. And that's what we're going to cultivate. And I, at lunchtime, I want you to be able to talk completely. Just have at it. Let it go. So that you can see, you can find it right back again when we come back in the afternoon. That it's not somehow orchestrated. It's already built into the practice. You just have to learn to recognize it. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to see if we can cultivate it. And then we'll do the same thing. You go home at night, let it all go, come back tomorrow, and we'll build it back up again.